help some. They figure maybe Mugabe might be less likely to kick them out next time he is in one of his moods. The sky. Dark as the inside of a priest's heart, isn't it? Oh, yes, you're right. It isn't an auspicious sort of night. Never is one they attack without benefit of a full moon. It's devil's work for sure, then. Usually it means the Shadow Masters want the darkness so they can run their pets to their best advantage. Or they want everybody terrified that there are shadows to come. Look at them scurry. Those Jaikuri are motivated tonight. If they become involved in actual fighting, it could be closer than Mugabe or Shadow Spinner expect. Whoa, what was that? Look at that! What the hell is it? That rosy light over the hills. Here they come. Going to take their whack at breaking the company. You don't think so? Maybe you're right. This could be meant to keep the company pinned while Spinner concentrates somewhere softer. Look at them down there, though. Like maggots. And no covering fire now. You're right. The engines will be moving to support the main attack now. Check that light. It keeps getting brighter. No? Now it's going away. And it doesn't seem like anyone else noticed. That is a little too weird. Oh! Right again. Must have been a signal to the Shadowlander officers. The racket is getting louder now you mention it. No, I don't like the sound of it either. The attack had become generalized. Oh, look over there! Now we have it there too. What? The light! Don't you see it? There behind the ramparts? Yes, I see. You're right again. It is different. This is kind of like the cold light of a full moon, tinged with a little blue, isn't it? Yeah. It's kind of misty, too. Sort of like we are seeing it through an autumn haze. There. Now it's so bright you can make out the fighting on the far wall. Right. Fighting. That means they have a foothold there already. And Mugabe don't have any reserves to send up. Guess we can bend over and kiss our butts goodbye, friend. Chapter 21. Damn! The shit is about to start flying, but I just realized that when I started putting these notes together, I missed doing the famous formula Croker always used to open a new volume. So here goes. In those days, the company was in service to the Prabhrindradra of Taglios, a prince whose domain spanned territories more vast than those of many empires. We were participating in the occupation and protection of the recently captured city of Dejagore. And I hope Princey and his skag sister, the Radisha, choke on our memory. Chapter 22. The shitstorm arrived. Every man defending our section of wall stayed busy returning some of it to the southerners. The illusory doppelganger